以弗所书第三章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9。
又使众人都明白，在历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，又要借着教会是天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。这是造神从万事以前，在我们主耶稣、主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。好，就读这。
From 9 to 11, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.According to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
听姊妹们，上午我们来一起分享祷告在教会的生活里面是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this morning we shared about the importance of prayer, how important it is in Christian life.
我实在是感觉现时代的教会最大的一个缺乏就是祷告。
I feel that today's church, the most lacking thing is prayer.
在我们侍奉主的工作当中，以及在我们个人的属灵的生活当中，以及在教会整个的活动当中，祷告常常被许多的活动冲击了。
In our service in church and our personal work and the daily work, and I found that our prayer life has been overtaken by other activities.
这也是我个人在我的属灵的生活当中最大的一个缺陷。
This is also my own lacking in my spiritual life is prayer.
不是因为在这一点我有很多的很丰富的经验，所以我和大家分享。
The reason I'm sharing with you is not because I have a lot of experience in praying.
正是因为在祷告上是我自己很大的一个缺陷。所以我看见愿意和大家有分享。
Lacking of prayer is my own weakness. That's why I feel to the need to share with you.
多少时候我们生活无力，
A lot of time in our life we feel so weak.
我们的工作无力，
Our work has no power.
我们所讲的不能够打动人的心，使人感到扎心。
What we say cannot touch the heart of others, so their hearts cannot be gripped by the Holy Spirit.
就是因为我们感觉不到圣灵与我们同在的那种能力。
Because we cannot feel the presence of the Holy Spirit and His power.
没有圣灵的能力，就是因为我们祷告的不够。
The reason we don't have power because we didn't have sufficient prayer.
在我们的生活和侍奉当中，没有真正的进入到祷告里面。
In our service, we have never entered into the deep prayer with the Lord.
我们也没有掌握那个有权柄的祷告。
Why we have never experienced the powerful prayer.
没有在祷告当中用权柄来捆绑仇敌撒旦，来释放我们应该释放的。
We have never experienced that in our prayer to rule Satan, to deliver and to bound Satan's work.
所以我愿意把这个题目分享给大家，让我们一同进入祷告。
That's why I'd like to share with the subject.So that we may all enter into prayer.
下午这一点时间，我愿意分享另外一个题目。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you another subject.
就是教会的生活。
The church life.
或者说是肢体的生活。
Or the life of the members, body life.
这也是我个人感觉到是很大的一个缺陷的。
This is also, I feel, is very lacking in myself.
特别是在近三年多以来。我实在感觉好像我几乎是说没有什么肢体生活一样。
Especially for the recent 3 years, I feel that I really have no body life with the other Christians.
我说句很坦白的话，我出入很多礼拜堂。
I tell you frankly, I have joined a lot of churches.
甚至于站讲台。
Sometimes I even speak in the pulpit.
参加祷告会。
Join the prayer meeting.
也参加过一些团契的活动。
Join some activities in the fellowships.
退休会。
Retreats.
但我好像都感觉到是一些活动。
But I feel that it's only some activities.
好像没有那个肢体生活的感觉。
I did not feel the relationship of a body life.
这是我自己的一个缺陷。
This is my own lacking in my life.
因为我想来想去，是我自己没有把自己完全投入到教会生活和肢体生活里去。
I think it's myself. I have never tried to live a life of, to experience this body life.
我常常在自己静默的时候，我感觉到很沉痛，在主面前来受对付。
Sometimes when I think by myself, I feel I really have to be dealt by the Lord.
所以我就片片段段的想到许多点。
So I thought about a few points.
愿意和大家有一些分享。
I'd like to share with you.
不是教导，而是互相的勉励。
I'm not teaching you. I just want to encourage each other.
我们都知道，在旧约时代，几乎没有一个人知道教会的真理。
We know in the Old Testament time, nobody knows the truth about church.
因为在旧约时代，教会是一个隐藏的奥秘。
Because in the Old Testament time, church was still a hidden mystery.
先知们对教会不大理解。
The prophets did not quite understand about church.
神在旧约时代，神所在地上所注意的就是神选民的工作。
In the Old Testament time, the Lord emphasized about the work toward His chosen people.
是个民族。
It's a race.
那是神所拣选的。
It's chosen by God.
只有在新约时代，圣灵来了，才将这个隐藏在创造的神那里的奥秘揭示出来。
Only in New Testament time, when the Holy Spirit came, the Lord has revealed the mystery of the church.
特别是在近些年来，越来越多的弟兄姊妹都看到神的这个心意。
Especially recent years, more and more Christians, they have really understand the mystery of church.
就是看见在现时代，神在地上所注意的不是一个人、两个人的工作。
They have noticed the Lord does not really emphasize the work of one or two men.
好像神不是要兴起一个在这个时代兴起一个圣上节来兴起一个牧笛来。
The Lord is not only raising one man like Moody or Dr. Jiang Song.
神是要兴起一个集体一批人来。
But the Lord wants to raise up a group of people.
就是要将他的旨意将他的能力都是通过教会来彰显出来。
So that God's power and His glory may be manifested from the church.
神要兴起教会的见证。
He wants to raise up the testimony of a church.
不是一个个人的英雄。
It's not one man hero.
不是单枪匹马和仇敌征战。
It's not one man to fight with the Satan.
神要整个的教会来打那个美好的仗。
He wants the whole church to fight the battle.
我在大陆的时候实在有这样深切的体会。
When I was a man in China, I really feel that way.
那个属灵的征战不是一个人打的。
The spiritual warfare was not could not fought only by one man.
而是教会在那里征战。
The whole church has to fight together.
许许多多的事实来证明，一个人就会软弱跌倒。
A lot of things has proved that if you fight by yourself, you are weak and you will fall.
多么属灵的人，多么刚强的一个弟兄，他脱离了肢体的生活，脱离开教会，一个人慢慢慢慢的就会软弱跌倒。
No matter how spiritual you are, how strong you are, if you have lose this body life, then you become so weak and fall.
但是当他们有了肢体的生活，有了教会的生活在一起的时候，圣灵就在他们中间大大的作工。
When they have body life and they work together with the church, the Holy Spirit works greatly in their life.
神的能力，神的丰满就会临到他们。
And the power and God's glory will come upon them.
神的旨意也就会在教会里面显明出来。
And the will of God also revealed in church.
所以教会是神在新约时代最佳美的杰作。
That's why church is the masterpiece of most beautiful work the Lord is working on.
是基督的新夫。
He is the bride of Jesus Christ.
教会的建立也是救恩的目的。
The establishment of the church is also the work of the New Testament.
神救我们每一个人，不是救了一个一个单独人，然后不下地狱上天堂就算拉倒。
Lord save every one of us is not just to let each one of us go to heaven.
他拯救了我们以后，就在这个地上，还有更进一步的目的，就是建立他的身体。
He saved us. He has another purpose is to build his own body on earth.
不是叫我们得救了以后，等到将来到天家的时候再建立基督的新夫。
He's not building his new bride when we go to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，是要在这个地上，主耶稣还没有来以前，我们这些人还没有过去以前，就在地上建立基督荣耀的新夫。
The Lord Jesus Christ wants to build up his beautiful and glorious bride on this earth before he comes.
而且要把这个新夫，把教会要建造的圣洁，没有瑕疵。
He wants to build his bride holy and without blemish.
毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病
，without spot, without any wrinkle，
那是一个荣耀的教会献给基督
，become a very holy church to present to him。
不但圣洁，没有瑕疵
，not only is holy or without blemish，
而且还毫无皱纹、玷污等类的病
，and also without any spot or wrinkles。
我们如果一个字一个字的也好好去思索，这些字都很有意义。
If you want to think each of words is very meaningful.
没有皱纹什么意思呢？
What does it mean by without wrinkles?
这个新夫要没有皱纹。
This bride, she need not to have any wrinkles.
人的脸上一有皱纹，说明什么问题呢？说明她衰老了。
If you have wrinkles, that means you're getting old.
说明这个生命衰退了。
Your life is declining.
失去青春的美丽。
You have lost the beauty of youth.
在教会来说是什么呢
？When he calls his church，
这个教会成了一个有皱纹的、失去青春的活力的一个教会了，就表示他衰退了。
If a church with wrinkles, that means he has lost his youth beauty。
一切都成了一种将死的、公式化的宗教活动。
Is everything is legalistic? It's ritual.Only religious activities.
没有那个爱主那个热切的爱的活力。
There's no vitality of love in it.
而且沾染了世俗的罪恶。
Also contaminate with the sin of this world.
那就是受了玷污。
That means he is spotted by this world.
等类的病。
A lot of other disease.
有一些教会有了一些病。
So church has some sickness.
教会就要建造到一个地步，这一些都没有。
The Lord Jesus wanted to build up his church without any of these diseases.
成为一个圣洁没有瑕疵的一个荣耀的教会，献给基督。
To become a very holy without blemish to present to the Lord Jesus.
很多弟兄姊妹多年信主，对教会的真正的含义不是很清楚。
A lot of brothers and sisters, they have believed the Lord for many years, but they never understand what's the meaning of church.
对我们许多服侍主多年的人，弟兄姊妹没有问题。
Maybe for those who have served the Lord for many years, they have no problem of this.
但是我愿意利用这一点时间来对初信主不久或者是不很清楚弟兄姊妹，我简单地说一下那个教会的真正的含义是什么。
For the new Christians or for those who have not quite understand the meaning of church yet, I'd like to share with you what's the meaning of church.
常有时候听见说你到哪里去啊？我到教会去。
Sometimes we hear ask a person where are you going? He say I go to church.
听长了都觉得没有问题，我到教会去。
When you hear you don't have any problem, you know he's going to church.
但我有的时候想仔细分析分析，这个话有毛病。
Sometimes I try to analyze his word has some problem in there.
说明一个概念上的模糊。
Because he has a vaguely understanding of church.
大家都这样说，习以为常，也都觉得啊，我一定是到教会，实际到礼拜堂去，并不是到教会去。
Because everybody is talking like that, actually he is going to the church building, not going to church.
但是这个概念的模糊啊，往往到特殊的情况之下。就会产生问题了。
If your idea is confused, then you will have some confused action too.
它就说明什么呢？说明教会就是礼拜堂，礼拜堂就是教会。
They thought his church is a building, and the building is church.
礼拜堂被拆毁了，就是教会被拆毁了。
When the church building is tearing down, then the church is broken down.
没有礼拜堂了，就没有地方敬拜神了。
If there's no church building, then they think there's no place to worship God.
在大陆很多弟兄姊妹就是礼拜堂被占用了，改成仓库了，改成医院了，改成娱乐场所了，那我们就没有地方敬拜神了，就没有教会了。
And in China, when the church building is used for storehouse or hospital or any other purpose, people would think, oh, we have no more church.
一旦之间一下又开放了礼拜堂了，哎呀，感谢主，教会又开门了。
Right now, they use church for worship again. They say, thank the Lord, the church is open again.
于是很多弟兄姊妹有这样的说法。
So a lot of brothers and sisters, they said that.
我不管那个讲台上那个牧师他讲什么，他以前怎么样背叛主，怎么样陷害弟兄姊妹出卖的，我不管他，我目的我对的不是他，我是到教会里来敬拜神。
I don't care what how the speaker was, whether he rebelled against God in the past. My purpose come to church is come to the church to worship God.
所以明明看见这个礼拜堂里面的人所走的道路是一条背道的道路，但是还是要在这里坐下，因为这就是教会啊，在礼拜堂以外我上哪敬拜神去啊。
They know person who operate in the church building is against God's will, but they still come to church because they thought this is church.
所以这里就产生一个问题，这个概念上的模糊在一些特殊的情况下就给你的道路，侍奉主的道路带来许多问题。
So if you're confused about the idea of church, then in your old spiritual way will be astray too.
所以我想在我们思考什么是教会以前，我们先要思考一下什么不是教会。
Before we talk about what is church, I'd like to tell you what is not a church.
礼拜堂不是教会。
Church building is not church.
那是一个砖瓦木料的一个建筑物。
It's just a construction of bricks and old materials.
是教会利用这一个场所，利用这个礼拜堂建筑物，在那里来敬拜神，有聚集。
A church building is just a place for people to gather together.
教会也不是一个社会的团体。
Church is not a social organization.
也不是一个志同道合，一个相同的主义，相同的学说理论，把这些人联合在一起的。
Church is not an organization organized by a group of people. They have the same ism or same ideas.
这些都不是教会。
All those are not churches.
你说的太玄妙，那到底什么是教会？
Then what is church then?
这个也不是，那个也不是。
If those are not church, what is church?
什么是教会呢？
What is church?
第一点
First,
我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's read Acts 1。
使徒行传第一章第一节
Acts 1:1。
奉神旨意猛召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗同兄弟索提尼写信给在哥林多神的教会，教会在哥林多神的教会，下边接着就是解释了什么是教会啊，就是在耶基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
The former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all the that
First Corinthians, 哥林多前书。
Sorry,
First Corinthians, 第一章。
Paul,
第一章第一二节。
Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the will of God, and Saul Silas, our brother, and to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place called upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
什么是教会呢？就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的这些人。
What is a church?Church are those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, and they are called by the Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召？
What it means, does it mean by sanctified in Jesus Christ and called to be sent?
从这字面上来看，就是以基督耶稣来招呼了一些人，把他们招来。
I mean, Jesus Christ, he called a group of people, come to him.
耶稣用什么招把这些人招来的呢？
How did he call them?
是用他的十字架的大爱把这些人招呼过来。
He called them with the love of his cross.
就是告诉这些人，我在十字架上舍命流血，来换来你的生命。
Tell this group of people, I die on the cross so that I can save you to exchange your life.
而这些人呢，又答应了呼召。
And this group of people, they have answered his call.
来跟随主耶稣。
They followed Jesus.
就成圣。
They are sanctified.
而且求告主的名。
They also call upon God's name.
这些人就是教会。
All these people, this group of people are called church.
没有人数的限制。
There's no limit of the numbers of the people.
不论多，不论少，只要这些人聚在一起，就是教会。
Whether they're a lot of group or a small amount of people, when they meet together, these are called church.
不符合这个条件的，就是没有听见主耶稣基督用十字架的救恩来呼召他，而且他或者是听见了，没有答应这呼召，没有跟随主，没有这个条件的，都在教会以外。
If the Lord Jesus called them, they did not answer, or they have the Lord did not call them, they cannot be qualified to be called church.
或者说一句，就是主耶稣基督用他的宝血买赎来的一些人，就是教会的基本条件。
In other words,the church is the group of people redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们还在一个地方，在提摩太前书三章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书三章，不是十六节，对不起，三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单宴日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这里说什么是教会呢？
Here tells us what is church.
永生神的家就是神的教会。
Tells us the house of God, which is the church of living God.
这是叫我们知道教会里头用我们世人所能够理解，能够以有过的一些感性认识来明白，教会就是神的一个家。
Just tell us church is the house of God.
家里头一定是有和社会上不同的关系。
If it'sIn a family, must have different relationship with the worldly organizations.
父母是家长。
The parents are the master of the house.
下边有子女。
Have children.
子女之间是弟兄姊妹的关系。
The relationship among children are brothers and sisters.
有一个亲缘的关系。
They come from the same source.
神做我们的父亲。
God is our father.
这些人之间是弟兄姊妹的关系。
They have the relationship of brothers and sisters.
我们节省时间不再去读其他几个地方，还有一个地方是说，教会是基督的心腹。
Another place said that the church is the bride of Jesus Christ.
教会基督是新郎，教会是他的心腹。
Jesus Christ is the bridegroom and the church is bride.
那就这里就说明教会对基督应该有的爱情。
Here it tells the love and the close relationship between church and Jesus Christ.
但是这个新夫还没有迎娶啊。
But this bride is married yet.
今天教会在地上是一个基督的未婚妻的一个地位。
The church right now on earth is just betrothed to Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督第二次从天降临的时候要迎接教会赴羔羊的婚宴。
When Jesus Christ comes for the second time, and he will have the wedding feast with his church.
作为一个 订了婚，你没有结婚，这个未婚妻子对丈夫的那个最重要的是什么呢？
What's the most important point for fiancé of a church to his engaged object?
他可以去造就自己，锻炼自己，提高自己能力，或者烧饭、做衣服、有学问等等许多，他都可以做。
She could prepare for herself and cultivate for a lot of the nature and learn a lot of the things to whatever she can do, she can prepare for that.
但是其中最重要的就是要保守住未婚妻的贞洁。
But the most important thing is for her to keep her chastity.
不动摇的爱情。
Unwavering love.
如果她什么条件都具备，什么优点都有，最后却失掉了贞洁，失掉了爱情，我想她的丈夫不愿意再娶她。
If she is very able, can do a lot of things, but without chastity and without love to him, then I don't think Jesus will marry her.
她的丈夫宁愿要一个没有什么才智、没有什么本领，但是对她一心一意的一个专一的爱，这样一个未婚妻。她丈夫最喜欢。
I think her husband would rather marry a woman not very able, but have a very faithful love to him.
当然不是说其他就不需要了。
I'm not saying that the rest of it is not necessary.
但是最重要的呢是那个爱情的贞洁。
But the most important thing is the purity of her love.
今天教会也是这样，在地上最重要的守住教会的贞操。
Today, church, the most important thing for her to do is to keep her chastity.
教会的圣洁不受玷污。
And the holiness will not be contaminated.
还有一地方，我们看见教会和基督的关系是身体，头和身体的关系。
Another place tells us the relationship with the church and Jesus Christ is the relationship of the head and his body.
基督是头，教会是他的身体。
The Lord Jesus is the head, and church is his body.
在教会里面，唯一的头是基督。
In church, the only head is Jesus.
所有的人都是身体上的肢体。
The rest of it are only members of the body.
头起什么作用呢？
What is the function of the head?
头是在全身起指挥的作用。
In the whole body, the head is the director.
我前几天遇见一位医生，从大陆来这个交换的学者医生。
A few days ago, I met a doctor came from mainland China.
他是心血管专家。
He is a cardiologist.
前几天正在做了一个手术。
A few days ago, he had operated an operation.
做心脏移植手术。
It's a heart transplant operation.
他说很成功，现在美国已经很成功做了很多这样的病例，把心脏移植换出来。
In America, a lot of successful operation to transfer the heart.
有的医院也可以很成功地做肾脏的移植手术。
Some other hospital they can transplant their kidney.
其实医学进步到这样一个地步，把一个人的心脏切下来，把那个人的心脏拿来一下缝上，安到他的里面，这个人还是原来人的心脏，也是另外一个心脏了。
Medically really has improved a lot of techniques to even exchange the heart.
但是这位医生说，到现在为止，其他的器官都可以移植，只有头不能移植。
But the doctor said that you can transplant any other organ, but not the head.
如果我们想象，我当时听着我就好笑。如果我们能移植把头一下嘎下来了，头有毛病了，把头切下来，把那个人头拿来安上，缝上了，你说这个人到底姓张还是姓王啊？
Must be very funny if you exchange your head with somebody else's hand. What your name should be?
你说他到家里去，他家里人是张家的人，是王家的人，谁承认呢？
When he goes home, what name he should be called?
这里会产生一系列问题了。
I'm sure a lot of problems will arise.
所以他说头不能移植。
So we can never transplant our head.
为什么头不能移植呢？
Why we cannot exchange our head?
因为这个医生说。因为所有的神经
we cannot change the head
就像教会一样
just like church
教会的肢体可以移植啊
We can change the members of the church.
你不信的人一下可以到教会里来信了，就可以成为我们的肢体。
A non-believer come to church, believe the Lord Jesus, he become a member of the church.
但是教会的头不能更换。
But we can never change the head of the church.
若形势变了，教会的头不再用基督做头了，用一个党做头，用一个政权来做教会的头来领导。这个问题就严重了。
If you use another way, use the party or organization to be the head, then this will, will be a lot of problems.
没有方法能够使这个身体里面不产生一种抗体，一种抵抗来抵制它。它一定要产生抵制，不要这个头，我们一定要原来那个头。
If you exchange the head, then the whole body will reject it.
这就是大陆的家庭教会为什么不肯换头的缘故。
That's why the family church in mainland China, they did not want to change the head.
任何人在属灵，在被弟兄姊妹所爱，在被神所用，神的大仆人有恩赐，他都是我们当中的肢体，而不是教会的头。
Any Christian, even though he is very spiritual and loved by a lot of brothers and sisters, he is only a member, not head.
每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个同工都是发挥圣灵给他的恩赐，在这里一同来高举头敬拜头，我们的基督。
Each Christian use the gift given to us by the Holy Spirit to exalt our head.
这是我们每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个同工所切慕的。
This is our desire to do, all the brothers and sisters.
所以教会什么？教会是基督身上的肢体。
That's why church is the members of Jesus Christ.
还有一点，教会是什么呢？教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Church is also the pillar and the ground of the truth.
这说明什么？就是说，在世界上找不到真正的真理，但在教会里应该有真理。
It tells us there's no truth outside from the church. We can only find it in church.
教会里面对真理的问题是应该有明显的旗帜，不能含糊。
Truth in church has to be very clear cut and should not be confused.
不能似是而非。
It cannot be vaguely explained.
也不能把真理打折扣。
Or compromise with the truth.
这是教会。
This is church.
如果在教会里也找不到真理的话，那个教会太可怜了。
If you cannot even find the truth in a church, then that church must be very poor.
我们必须让那些真正寻求真理的人走遍天下，到哪也找不到真理，一下到教会里找到，哎呀，这才有真理，这就是教会的见证。
A lot of people, they try to find truth in this world, could not find it anywhere else except in this church, then this church really have testimony.
所以我们弟兄姊妹必须省察我们自己到底对教会有没有这一些关系。
So we have to examine ourselves. Do we really have this relationship to our church?
你是不是主耶稣基督宝血所买赎来的人？
Are you the one redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ?
有没有这个经历？
Do you have this experience?
你是不是把你看成是神家里的一这个成员？
Are you a member of God's family?
你是不是感觉你是基督的一个新夫，未婚妻，将来准备迎娶的？
Do you feel that you are the bride to be for Jesus Christ, that he is going to marry you one day?
守没守住未婚妻应该有的贞洁？
Have you kept the chastity of a fiancé?
什么叫未婚妻的贞洁呢？
What is the chastity?
一切都为了我这个丈夫来迎娶我。
Everything you do is for the husband to be. He is going to marry me.
除了他以外，我别无所爱。
He's the only one I love. Beside him, I have no more love.
除了他以外，我也没有所求。
There's nothing I really seek for except him.
除了他以外，我也没有所惧，没有惧怕，没有怕。
He's the only one I fear.
他是我的生命。
He is my life.
是我的一切。
He is my all.
就因为这个爱情的缘故，所以我今天殷殷勤勤的生活。
Because of this love, that's why I live in this world diligently.
因为这个爱情的缘故，我才做一个勤勤恳恳的工程师，或者是一个医生。
Because of this reason, I become a very diligent engineer or a doctor.
你有没有这个经历，就是你是基督身上的一个肢体。
Do you have the experience that you are a member of the body of Jesus Christ?
是不是把你自己看成你是教会里头不可缺少的一个人呢？
Do you feel that you are the one indispensable in church?
不是教会里的牧者、牧师、执事、长老、诸弟兄，或者哪位牧师是教会不可缺的，你也是教会里不可缺少的一个人。
Not only the elders are indispensable, you are also indispensable in church.
因为一个身体里面把那个最不起眼的一个小拇指或者一个小脚趾头如果割掉的话，不行的，不完整。
In the whole body, even if you cut your little thumb, a little finger is impossible.
如果你有这些经历的话，那真是感谢主。
If you have all this experience, then I want to thank the Lord.
如果你没有这种经历，你觉得你是教会里头可有可无的人，礼拜天聚会祷告会这个活动我可有可无，那是有问题的。
If you don't have this experience, you come to church, sometimes you come, sometimes you don't come, you think it's alright to have you or not have you, then you must have some problem.
如果你和教会的关系，你和肢体的关系都是一种可有可无的关系情况的话，你要找一找为什么。
If your relationship with other Christians is not very close, then you have to find out what is the reason.
那就是整个这个身体上边的一个毛病，一个疾病。
Then that's the problem of the whole body.
而且这个疾病很严重。
And this disease is very serious.
大家都知道那个癌症是什么呢？什么是癌症呢？
Do you know what is cancer?
就身体里面产生一些反动细胞，是吧？本来是正常细胞，产生反方向的一个不正常的细胞，在身体里分裂出来了。
It's because your body grow a lot of abnormal cells.
它和整体的生理的活动相对抗、相反的方向发展、扩散起来，结果成了癌症了。
It will develop to all over the body and take over the normal cells.
所以我们应该重视肢体的关系。
That's why we should emphasize the relationship among bodies.
一提到肢体的关系，大家都觉得是听了不知道多少遍的老生常谈了。
When we talk about the relationship of members, we thought, oh, we have heard that a lot before.
但是肢体的生活不是一个道理，而是一个实际的生活。
The body life is not just a lot of principles, but it's actual.Life experience.
不在乎你懂多少，而是在乎你行多少，你经历多少。
It doesn't matter how much you understand, but depend upon how much you have experienced.
也不是一个理论，不是口头上讲的，而是要对照我们真实的实际生活。
It's not just a theory, you have to experience it with your true life.
肢体的关系，第一点是生命相通。
The relationship among members is first that you share the same life.
在生命里面彼此供应，彼此有接有接受有供给。
And within this life, you supply to each other.
给和受都是互相的。
You give, sometimes you receive, is a mutual thing.
是有来有往的。
Is a reciprocal.
双方向的，不是单方向的。
It's from both sides, both direction.
我光去受，听着牧师弟兄讲道交通，我光带个耳朵去，口也不带，别的事光带个耳朵，老是听老受，这不对。
If you only hear with your ears, listen to the sermons, and never say anything, this is not correct.
是双方向的。
It has to be a mutual communication.
或者说是多项的。
Or is from different direction to work together.
不但是大家坐在那听讲台上的人讲，而且彼此之间错综交错在一起，互相有交通、有供应、有给有受，这是一个美好的肢体生活。
Not only you listen to the messages, but among the members, you should communicate to each other.To give to each other and to receive each other.
有的教会要么就是没有彼此的交通。
Some churches they have no communication among members.
只是礼拜天见见面。
They only meet each other on Sundays.
成了一种有名无实的肢体生活。
is just a superficial relationship.
没有来往。
No true communication.
要么就是互相交通 交谈谈什么谈成了一种社交活动。
Sometimes they communicate to each other, but it becomes a social activity.
谈谈学问，谈谈知识，谈谈海阔天空，什么都不什么都谈，就是不谈灵里面的生活怎么样，属灵的生活怎么样，but 没有这样交通。
They talk about studying, they talk about everything else, but not talking about spiritual life.
甚至在许多的工作侍奉当中，高举的不是基督，注重的重点不是灵命上的造就长进，而是知识上的一些东西。
Even in the service, they did not emphasize about Jesus Christ, but they will elevate the knowledge.
只是研究方法的问题。
They will study what is the method to do it.
不要误会，我不是我的意思不是不讲知识，不要知识，也不要方法，就这么蛮干，那不是属灵的原则。
I'm not telling you that we don't need knowledge, we don't need methods.
而是要注重生命灵命上的栽培和长进，然后这些知识才能够在一个人身上起作用。
So we have to emphasize first the edification of spiritual life, then the knowledge will grow.
这是肢体生活第一点，是生命相通。
So the member of body life, the first one is the sharing of life.
第二点就是肢体生活要肢体的关系要活在身体里面。
The second is that we should live in this body.
如果我们真的有一种实际的生命上的契合，
If we really have this life,
明白神把我们放在这个教会里面是有他的美意。
Understand that the Lord put us together in this church, God has his will.
也清楚神把你放在这个身体里面，你这个肢体要发挥什么作用。
You have to understand the Lord put you in this body, what kind of function your member should function.
那你就会有一种委身感。
Then you will really want to have a sense of responsibility.
要把你身上所有的恩赐就尽量发挥出来，来供应别的肢体。
Then you will use the gift from the Lord and the supply to others.
同时接受别的肢体给你的供应。
And also receive the supply from other members to you.
这一个身体里面的一个肢体都是互相相通，彼此供应。
The members of a body, they related to each other. They are supporting to each other.
你看树在秋天的时候，那个树叶子为什么掉落下来了？
Why the leaves will fall in autumn?
因为它黄了。
Because it become yellow.
一个绿叶子为什么变黄了？
Why can a green leaves become yellow?
它里面起了变化。
Because some change.
什么变化呢？
Within. What is kind of a change?
因为在那个叶柄的那个根基部，那个细胞里面产生的一层木酸层，把它隔绝了。
Because on the top of the leaf, there was something changing to separate.
有一层细胞木全化了。
A layer of cells of.Has some change happened?
那个下边根里头上来的水过不去了。
The water come from the root cannot go through.
那个营养也进不去了。
The nutrition cannot go through the leaves.
慢慢慢慢的，这个叶子就变黄了。
And gradually, the leaves become yellow.
结果落在地下了。
And fall to the ground.
死亡了。
Die.
我们的肢体生活也是这样，不要在我们的里面形成了一个木栓层，把它和身体隔绝。
In our body life, we should not grow.
我们肢体生活也是这样，不要在我们的里面形成了一个木栓层，把它和身体隔绝。
In our body life, we should not grow and cultivate a layer of this separation.
这个肢体生活彼此应该是，既然活在身体里面，有彼此制约的作用。
Since we live in this one body, we should control each other.
在基督里我们都是自由的。
We are free in the Lord Jesus.
但是在身体里面我们互相应该顺服。
But among the members, we should be submissive to each other.
彼此应该有约束。
We should control ourselves.
基督里面的自由，身体里面的互相约束，这是一个很高的一个艺术。
It's a very high art among the freedom in the Lord Jesus and also self-control.
这表现在我们许多实际的问题上。
It also showed in our actual living.
不能光寻求我们个人的满足。
We should not only seek for our own desires.
我愿意干什么干什么。
I cannot just do anything I want to.
受肢体的约束。
We should be controlled by other members.
这也是大陆的家庭教会里面所体会到的一个重要的一点。
This is also experienced in men in China church.
我要到哪里去了，我必须和肢体们有交通，大家印证说好，现在你到什么什么地方去。
If I want to go to a certain place, I have to fellowship with others to prove that I can go.
有一个弟兄就不愿意接受肢体的约束。
A brother, he was not willing to be controlled by other members.
通通什么都不知道，这一个人就好几天不见了，到哪去了？到了潍县去了。
The co-workers did not even know him. He went to 潍县。
大家谁也不知道，回来以后什么时候回来也不知道。
Nobody even know when he came back.
出去做了一些事情是大家所不能印证的。
He did a lot of things was not agreed by other members.
大家和他交通，他说是我有我的自由啊。
Some brother and sister fellowship with him. He said, I have my freedom.
可能在美国 是有这个习惯，个人有都有个人的自由啊。
Maybe it's alright in the United States. Everyone has.
别人不能够打到不能侵犯私人的一些事情里面去。
You should not interfere with my privacy.
但是弟兄姊妹经过交通觉得肢体特别是同工之间应该互相约束，应该顺服，彼此顺服。
So when we work together, we should be controlled by other members.
特别我们在这肢体的生活当中，你如果看成是身体的一部分，你不能和大家隔离，那就不能强调自己的兴趣。
Since you live in this body, you cannot separate with us other members, so you cannot only emphasize about your own interest.
你不能说今天晚上的聚会，我不愿意去了，我就可以不去了。
You cannot say, I don't want to go for tonight's meeting, so I'm not going.
或者说，我去也得不到什么，所以我就不去了。
Or you say, I cannot receive anything, so I don't want to go.
这都是不是一种正常的肢体关系。
This is not a normal body life.
那是什么关系呢？
What is this life?
是你带到学校去听学术演讲的关系。
This is a relationship of going to a lecture.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到教会来聚会，不是听一个人演讲。
When we come to church, we are not coming to church to only listen to a lecture.
不是听一个人讲得好，我就愿意去；讲得不好，哎，算了，我就不去了，因为我得不到什么。
It's not when somebody speak well, then I go. If it's not very well speaking, then I don't want to go because I cannot gain anything.
我每逢听见有的弟兄姊妹好像是蛮有理由，我去了也得不到什么，所以我就不去了。
I often hear brothers and sisters, oh, I go there, I cannot gain anything, so I'm not going.
你得不得什么就不去了，那就是一个你没有认识到肢体之间的关系。
If you say that, then you do not understand the relationship of body life.
因为这个聚会不是听演讲。
Because a church meeting is not listen to lectures.
是一个肢体的彼此互相的一个供应。
It's a mutual supply with other members.
你不去了，你感觉好像对你没有什么关系。我不去，这个对大家也没有什么，缺了我没有关系。
If you don't go, you think it's all right. It's all right without me.
但是没有想到这个会缺了你，真是对聚会的一个损失。
But have you ever thought without you, then it is a loss for the whole meeting?
我说不清楚这个问题，你是不是有这样的体会？这个聚会啊，你就是个小人物。很软弱的肢体，这个聚会缺了你的话是个损失。
I often experience when in a meeting, even a very small person or an important person, if he is lacking in this meeting, then this meeting is missing something.
我有时候遇见弟兄和姊妹说：“哎呀，像我这么软弱，甚至我很失败，我身上有很多的缺陷。哎，我到教会去有什么供应？没有供应，所以也不需要我。”
I often hear brothers and sisters said, "I'm so weak, I'm so defeated."If I go to church, I don't think they really need me.
但是我深有体会。
But I really understand.
我在家庭教会里的时候常和弟兄姊妹有分享。
Because in the family church, I often have sharing with other brothers and sisters.
无论是领查经还是造就聚会有分享，我都很注意有一些特别软弱、特别小的一些肢体，他没来，这影响我。
When I lead a Bible class or a special meeting, I often pay attention to the brothers and sisters who are very weak.
固然是那些很强壮的同工，在那一坐，我感觉有供应，那是很不错。
Of course, the mature Christians sit beside me, I feel I'm helped.
但是在下边坐着的弟兄姊妹，那几个很软弱、有失败、这个很小的一些肢体，如果不来的话，对我真是个遗憾。
But if I see the small members, that even though they were weak, if they are missing, I feel very uncomfortable.
他们在下边如果一坐，我看见他们啊，我觉得一种另外一种供应。
If they sit there, when I look at them, I feel that I'm helped by their being there too.
因为什么？我上午讲了，我说我们的交通分享要有的放矢，有针对性。
This morning I talked about when we talk about something, we have to pinpoint at some problems.
我一看见在我们的教会里面这几个有问题的，或者有他自己也都承认有很多缺陷、有软弱的，自己坐那里，哦，圣灵就提醒我有一些话，就对着他的问题，劝勉也好，一些甚至责备也好，圣灵就容易做工。
When I see all the weak brothers sitting there, then the Holy Spirit will help me to pinpoint their weakness, to encourage them, to help them.
而这些话语出了以后，说不定对很多弟兄姊妹都有供应，都是一个支持。
And when I speak to them, the other brothers and sisters will be helped too.
所以我说，哪一个肢体，哪一个弟兄姊妹到聚会里来，都是有供应的。
So any brothers and sisters, if you come to the meeting, you'll also supply some to others.
所以保罗说，身上的肢体，人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。
That's why Paul said, if the members who are weak is indispensable too.
我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面。
We think they are not beautiful, but we have to add more beauty to those.
你以为你不起作用，其实你在教会里面很起作用。
You think you cannot function much, but actually, if you come to church, you really function a lot.
所以我们弟兄姊妹必须要一个正确的来认识我们的肢体生活的重要。
So each one of us have to understand the importance of body life.
下边一个问题就是肢体的配搭问题。
The next thing is how to work together with other members.
肢体的在教会里肢体的配搭和人为的阻止安排完全不同的。
The cooperation of the members is different from human organization.
世人是先建立了一个组织一个机构，然后每个机构安排上一些人选在那里头活动。
The world organization first they have the organization first, then in each position they put some human there to work.
我想肢体的配搭不是这样。
But body life is not like that.
肢体的配搭有两个重要的原则。
There are two main principles for body cooperation.
一个是圣灵给每个人的恩赐。
First is the spiritual gifts to each one of us.
一个是神的安排。
The second is the arrangement of God.
教会里有不同的恩赐。
There are different kinds of spiritual gifts in church.
有的人有讲道的恩赐。
Some have the gift of preaching.
有的人领着查经的恩赐。
Some have the gift of leading song.
有的人领唱诗的恩赐。
Some have the gift of leading the choir.
一唱诗就把大家的灵提起来了。
When sing song, all the spirit will be elevated.
有的人有服侍的恩赐。
Some has the gift of service.
有的人有祷告的恩赐。
Some have the gift of the prayer.
一祷告把大家就活起来了。
When he prayed, then everyone is revived.
你说我什么恩赐也没有。
You say I have no gift at all.
我说起码你有一个坐在那里的恩赐。
And I say at least you have the gift of sitting there.
你坐在那里讲台的人看见你他就得供应。
When you sit there, the people in pulpit look at you, then he is helped.
我相信常坐在那里不上讲台的人缺乏体会。
I think if you sit there all the time, you probably don't quite understand this.
那些常向上讲台的牧师和弟兄们，你问问他，他保险承认这一点，你就在那坐着，他就得供应。
If you ask the preachers, they tell you, only if you sit there, I'm helped.
在讲台上一看，下边，哎呀，这个弟兄也来了，哎呀，那个姊妹也来了，心里就得供应。
The one who speak in the pulpit, look out, this brother is there, the sister is there, all his heart is helped.
注定能不能说阿门
？Brother Hugh, can you say amen?
因为我实在是有这个体会。
Because I really experienced this.
我在这边教会里有很多弟兄姊妹我不认识，还不明显。
Over here, I don't know many of brothers and sisters here. I cannot experience.
在家乡，我们那个家庭教会屋又小，人都密密的，150-160个人。我一看看这个，哎呀，这些人都来了，哎呀，我心里都非常得供应，哎，觉得里边就有话来了。
Back at home, when we gather together, 150-160, I look at them. Oh, everyone was there. My heart is supplied by them.
我说这一切话，就是要有一个目的，让每一个弟兄姊妹，你不要认为你多么软弱，多么不起眼，你都是教会里面不可缺少的一员。
I'm sharing this with you. I just want each one of us.To understand that your being here, each one of you are indispensable in church.
主的生命在你里面，你到聚会里来，不可能没有供应，一定有供应。
The life of God is in you. Only if you come to church, it's impossible for you not to supply to anybody.
如果我今天这一篇信息就给你这么一个认识，就是你是教会不可缺少的一个人就够了。
My message today is only make you understand that you are indispensable in church. That's sufficient.
怎么样能够知道我有什么恩赐？我怎么去发挥？怎么配搭呢？
How can we find out what is the spiritual gift of myself?
我想这个恩赐的显露也不是人委派的。
I think the spiritual gift is not given by any man.
我只能谈我在家庭教会的一些经验。
I only can tell you my experience in the home church.
大家聚集在一起的一开始，谁不知道有什么恩赐？你有什么恩赐？他有什么恩赐？都互相不很了解。
At the beginning, we did not know anybody who has what kind of gifts.
经过在一起的长时间的祷告、交通、分享，就肢体生活建立起来以后，哎，慢慢的显出来，哦，他有这个恩赐，他有那个恩赐，恩赐就显明出来了。
After a certain period of time, we pray together and serve together, then the gifts are revealed.
所以这个教会的肢体生活，它不像社会成一个社团。哦，你是在哪一个大学里学的什么什么专业？他是学什么专业？你不能说学的机械，硬去到医院里去让他当医生，那是不行的。这各有对口，来发挥他的才能。
Worldly organization, they have to have the appropriate personnel to do their individual works.
在教会里面常常是先有肢体生活，然后才能够显露出恩赐的不同。
But in church, first you have to have a body life, then this gift will be revealed.
不是先人为的去配搭好，然后再进行肢体生活，而是先有肢体生活，显露恩赐，各会发挥作用。
You cannot organize first, then you work together.First, you have to have a body life. Then this gift will be revealed.
我好像，大家原谅我，我好像我觉得海外的教会，这种外面的活动多于里面的交通。
In the United States, I feel a church here they have a lot of external activities much more than the body.Communication.
侍奉的工作当中，那个当作职业性的工人，多于那些真从神那里受托付来牧养群羊的人。
The servant of God, more of them are professionals rather than the burden given by God.
为师傅的虽有千万，为父的却很少。
There are a lot of teachers, but only a few.They are fathers.
感谢主，我也是在看到有一些教会，真是有父亲的心，有牧人爱护群羊的心，这样的教会就显著的蒙恩。
I really thank the Lord. I have found a lot of church. They are pastors. They have the father's heart, and this kind of church will be blessed greatly.
如果我们教会里头有形的外面的活动，什么如果没有条件，什么都可以缺。但是那个实际的肢体的生活是不可缺的。
In a church, if we have a lot of activity, but without a body life, this is not good.
要有一个和谐的肢体的配搭和肢体的生活，这是教会不可缺少的。
A church needs to have that cooperative member life.
教会里不可缺少的一个是以同工为主的一个祷告会，这是不可缺少的。
One thing is that indispensable is the workers will gather together to pray.
这个祷告会要使其有真正的属灵的权柄。
This prayer meeting needs to have authority.
一个有权柄的祷告会必须具备两个条件。
There need to be two conditions to be called.
凭着迫切感，一种属灵的压力。
They should feel the pressure, spiritual pressure, and also earnestly.
第二个条件就是在同工会、同工的祷告会当中，这些人是同心合意。
The second condition is the members pray together, they should have one heart and one mind.
不是同哪一个人的心、哪一个人的意，乃是同耶稣基督的心。
Not two or three have the same heart, but they should have the same heart or mind with Jesus Christ.
这样同心合意的祷告会才能够带出同心合意的侍奉。
Only this kind of prayer meeting, or pray with one heart, one mind, will bring a very successful member life.
没有同心合意的祷告，就绝不可能有成功的同心合意的侍奉工作。
Without a prayer meeting in one accord, can never have successful body life.
而这个同心合意的祷告，是建立在每一个人在神面前那种倾心吐意的态度。
When each one of us can have pour our hearts to the Lord, then when we come to prayer meeting, we can pray in one accord.
如果在同工祷告会里面，如果不同心合意，一定是这些人在神面前不倾心吐意。
If in a prayer meeting we cannot pray in one heart and one mind, then these people must have some problems with the relationship with God.
这同工的祷告会有什么作用呢？
What is the function of the workers' prayer meeting?
第一个有守望的作用。
First is a watchful.
就是这个同工的祷告会在祷告里面能够洞察我们教会里面一切的问题。
In this prayer meeting, we can more or less anticipate some of the problems in the church.
有属灵的眼光能够洞察肢体当中所发生的一些问题。
If you have spiritual sensitivity, you can find out what is the problem going on.
没有祷告的灵就看不见肢体当中发生的问题。
If you don't have a praying spirit, then you cannot quite perceive the spiritual problem.
更看不见教会肢体当中发生的那个问题的苗头，一开始酝酿在里面的看不见。
Then you cannot find the origin of the problem.
只等到许多问题暴露出来了，发展表现出来，不堪收拾了，才看见。
Until the problem grow larger and larger, until it's too great to solve.
同工的祷告会这个守望作用非常重要。
So the workers' prayer meeting is very helpful in watching the condition of brothers.
那就是在祷告里有一种属灵的敏感。
When you pray, you will feel you will be very sensitive.
哪些问题还没有发现出来，苗头就去在祷告里面把它解决。
Some hidden problems, when you pray, you can kind of sense it.
这个祷告会的作用，第二个就是看出问题以后，把它陈明在神的面前。
The second function of prayer meeting is that when you know the problem, you can present it before God for Him to solve it.
你说神什么都知道，比我们祷告会还知道，还用我去陈明吗？
He said, God knows everything. Why he need me to try to perceive the problem?
这就来那个原则了，神从来不脱离教会去单独做工。
I said it is a principle. God never work alone without working together with his church.
一点也不错，神比我们更知道，但他要听见教会的祷告，然后他才行事。
It's true. He knows everything, but he will not start to work until he hears prayers. 教会
的
children.
同工的祷告会的第三个作用就是在神面前听命领受神的旨意。
The third function of prayer meeting is that his children will listen and obey his direction.
这个祷告会必须从神那里头支取解决问题的原则和办法。
In prayer meeting, we can receive the ways to solve the problems and principles.
并且通过这个通工的祷告会，要下神的话语来供应讲台。
And through prayer meeting, we ask God to supply His word to supply to other brothers and sisters.
使这个讲台的信息才能够有的放矢。
So that the message on pulpit will be freely given to everybody.
这个讲台就成了上下贯通的一个信息。
So the pulpit become a very important station from heaven to brothers and sisters.
一个有忠心、有见识的牧养的核心，在教会里是非常重要的。
Your loyalty and to and your understanding is very important in church.
牧人最要紧的、最重要的职分，不单单是让羊群在那里安居乐业、彼此相安无事就算完了。
The most important function of a shepherd is not just to quiet down, let the sheep have a peaceful life.
乃是第一，要按时分粮给他们。
His main function is first he has to divide.The food to them according to season.
使他们发育生长。
So that they may develop and grow.
使他们的生命增长，彼此建立。
Their life will grow and each one will edify to each other.
牧人最重要的职分第二，要指引群羊走一个正确的道路，不走错路。
The second function of a shepherd is to direct the sheep to walk in the right direction.
因此牧人来说，鞭杖是牧人手中不可缺少的工具。
So the shepherd always hold a rod and the whip.
鞭杖是来管教、打群羊、打这个羊的。当他走错的时候，把他打回来，给他赶回来。
The whip and the rod is the thing he used for chastisement. So when the sheep walk astray, he will bring him back.
老好好，老好好，什么都好，那不是。教会牧人的态度。
Just everything is all right. This is fine. This should not be the attitude of a shepherd.
这是社会上的一种市侩作风，是一种买卖人的作风。
This is the wicked businessman. They always act that way.
牧人一定是在群羊当中，又慈爱、温柔、体恤、怜悯，同时又严厉，又有原则。
Shepherd, he should be very gentle and kind and caring. In the same time, he's very strict and strong.
主耶稣从来都是把他的公义、圣洁、严厉和他的慈爱、怜悯结合起来的。
In Jesus' life, we can always see there's a combination of his righteousness and holiness, and also his love.
我每一个弟兄姊妹，特别是同工，真是有应该有主耶稣基督的丰盛的慈爱。也有主耶稣基督的圣洁和公义。
All the workers and every one of us should have the righteousness and holiness of the Lord Jesus, and also have His abundant love.
有他那样赦免怜悯的心肠，也有他那样忌邪的心。
And have His loving and forgiving heart, and also will be a jealous person.
你看见主耶稣从来不投人所好。
You have seen Jesus never say anything or do anything to please man.
他的安慰、同情和责备、劝勉、劝诫都是相结合的。
His comfort and his sympathy is always agreed to each other.
他有哭，他也有怒。
He cried and he also had wrath.
他伤心，他也欢乐。
He had sorrow, he also had joy.
如果主耶稣今天仍然在肉身活在我们的教会当中，
If Jesus Christ still lives in our midst today,
他会对你我哭，还是会对你我笑呢？
Will he cry to you or smile to you?
也可能会对我发怒，
Or he will get mad at me.
也可能会对我伤心，
Maybe he will be grieved what I have done.
但我盼望主耶稣对我欢乐。
But I hope that the Lord will be joyful to me.
愿圣灵光照我们每一个人。
May the Lord illuminate each one of us.
让我们藏在他的笑脸当中。
May each one of us will live in his smile.
但是你也不要忘了，我们的生活有的时候不检点的话，会使他伤心难过。
But don't forget, if our life is not right, we will grieve him and give him sorrow.
如果你听见圣灵在你里面为你哀哭的话，你要检点你自己的生活和脚步。
If the Holy Spirit grieving you and cry in you, you have to examine yourself and try to correct it.
真正的行走在我们的教会当中。
May the Lord Jesus Christ truly walk in our church.
他是那个右手拿着七个金星行走在金灯台灯间的人子。
He's the one hold the seven stars in his hand and walk among the candlestick.
七星就是教会的使者。
Seven stars are the messengers of churches.
教会的使者是在主耶稣基督的右手里面掌握。
The messengers of the church is held in his right hand.
他要行走在教会中间。
He will walk in among churches.
这个教会就是金灯台的作用。
And this church has the function of a golden lamp.
生命的光，荣耀的光，要照亮这个世界。
The light of life and the light of glory will shine upon all over.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹都把我们自己投身在教会里面。
May each one of us commit our life to this church.
最后第一句话就是，弟兄姊妹不要忘记，你是教会里面不可缺少的一个人。
I want you not to forget that you are indispensable in this church.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们觉得我们是严肃地站在你的面前。
And we standing before you with a serious attitude.
我们看见你两目如同火焰一样鉴察我们每一个人。
We see that the eyes is like a fire looking at us.
我们在你面前仍然有许许多多的缺陷。
Lord, we have a lot of shortcomings before you.
我们有许多的糊涂的想法。
We had a lot of foolish thoughts in us.
有许多糊涂的一些做法。
We have a lot of foolish ways to do.
我们轻看你给我们的恩典。
We take your grace so lightly.
我们常常轻看你给我们的地位。
And we take so lightly of the position you have given to us.
以致我们没有活出真正的肢体的生活。
So that we have never lived a body life.
哦，主，求主你圣灵再次的来提醒感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit once again touch us and remind us.
我们愿意把自己再一次的摆在你的手中。
Right now we like to place ourselves before you.
引领我们前面的道路。
That you will lead the way before us.
我们愿意把自己奉献给你，也奉献给教会。
Lord, we want to offer ourselves to you and also to church.
因为教会是你的身体。
Because church is your body.
教会和你是合而为一。
Church and you are one.
主啊，我们愿意把自己奉献在教会的生活里面，也就奉献在你的手中。
Lord, when we offer ourselves to the church, we also offer ourselves in your hand.
你和教会是合一。
Because you and the church are one.
我们和你也是合而为一的。
And we and you are one.
求你给我们一项。
Lord, we pray for your vision.
给我们看见。
So that we may see.
我们活在你的旨意里面。
We can live in your will.
与我们每一个弟兄姊妹同在。
Be with every one of our brothers and sisters.
哦，主耶稣基督，如果孩子的这些话语是合乎你的心意，求主你圣灵在每一个人心灵里面印证。
Lord, if what I say is according to your will, Lord, that you will prove it is from you in their hearts.
主，我求你的宝血遮盖。
Lord, pray for your precious blood cover me once more.
做你自己的工。
That you may work your own work.
荣耀你的名。
Glorify your name.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.